Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Jeff Thomas Show. That's right. Today, it's election day. Man, hopefully everybody has gotten out there to vote. Hopefully you cast that vote. Vote for who, hopefully you voted for the candidate that you believe is the right candidate for you. On today's show, I'm just going to talk straight politics, man. This has been, in my lifetime, this has probably been one of the more, I would say exciting, but I would say probably one of the more interesting elections that I have been a part of since I've been voting. And I mean, I voted in a few elections. And so I think the first election I voted in? I want to say it might have been Bill Clinton, George Bush. I think it was the first Bush. That was probably the first election that I voted in. And so that's been a long time. When you think about all the presidents that have come since that time period, but this is a very serious time in our country. And there's a lot of different things going on. I mean, there are a lot of different things going on today. And so I'm going to talk just a little bit of politics. I'm going to answer a few questions that were emailed to me. And people were trying to figure out, because when I talked about this show, people were trying to figure out what is it about the political system in America that really shakes things up and down. And so far this year, I mean, I have to say that this is probably the most uneasy I felt as a human being, and really, you know, speaking as a black man, you know, there's a lot of things to be nervous about. But, you know, with Donald Trump and some of the things that have been said, Joe Biden, some of his past things that he said. And so now, you know, we're being looked at as these are the people who are going to lead our country. They're going to lead our country. And to be totally honest with you, I think they're too old. And I don't have anything against, you know, older people at all. But I think they're too old. And I think they're too out of touch to be running the country. You know, President Trump is an actor in office. He's an entertainer in office. And we had Ronald Reagan, and that was before. But I really didn't think, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, when Ronald Reagan was president, I really didn't believe that Ronald Reagan was the actual president. I mean, I knew, you know, as far as the election was concerned, he was president. But I always thought George Bush was the president. I mean, he was more presidential. He knew every ins and out of the country. He was a former CIA director. And so I understood that he knew a lot of different things that took place in the country. But the same with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump says whatever he wants to say, but I don't really think he has any real substance behind the things that he says. He just does not. And so, you know, as we move forward, you know, with this presidential election and who's going to run the country for the next 4 years, will it be Donald Trump and Mike Pence? Will it be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Will those two? Because, I mean, I don't want to put anything out there on anybody, but, you know, if they should not be able to fulfill their term, who will be the next president? It's going to be either Pence or it's going to be Kamala Harris. It's going to be either one of the two. So we have to look at what our country's going to look like in the next 4 years. And so on the Jeff Thomas Show, you know, today, I want to kind of discuss that. And I want to talk about, to me, what's the most important political issue. And there are numerous things that, you know, we could choose from. But, you know, our economy, where are we at as an economy? I mean, I know when President Obama took over, you know, back in 2008, and we had one of the worst recessions ever in our country's history. He was able to bring it back to light. He was able to do some things with it that put the economy in a surplus when he left office. And of course, he had 8 years to do that. So, you know, what happened, you know, in that particular time that now we're operating at a deficit with Donald Trump? And let's just be real, you know, President Trump he's a businessman, quote unquote, but there's been a lot of expenses, a lot of waste that has happened. And apparently the economy is supposed to be thriving. But who is it thriving for? Who is it thriving for? And in this time of COVID, you know, and we're talking about what's the most important political issue right now. Right now, it's COVID. It's COVID. And how do we react as a country to this, and how we reacted as a country? Because whatever happens moving forward, we're still going to have to deal with this situation of COVID-19, no matter who the president is going into 2021. You know, will they have an effective vaccine? Will people be able to have access to that vaccine? Right now, we're seeing COVID numbers soar. But then you just had at one of President Trump's rallies, they were talking about fire. Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is, Dr. Fauci. And I'm just like, you know, why are we talking about firing him? He's not the cause of COVID. He didn't put COVID up. He didn't make this virus. I mean, you know, I remember him, Dr. Fauci, I remember him saying, hey, wear the mask. Put your mask on. And what he's saying is so true. You know, we need to social distance. We can't have large gatherings. I'm appalled that people really don't want to use a mask on their face. This is ridiculous. This has become a political issue. We've had people wanting to kidnap governors of states because they can't stay in the house for a period of time in order to not be have any contact with this virus. This is dangerous. So, yeah, there are a lot of issues out there right now, man, that are plaguing our country. But I'm going to say COVID is the biggest. It's the most important political issue right now. The most important political issue right now is COVID-19, because that's about life and death. It's life and death. And I mean, people have to be able to realize and understand that your small window of freedoms that you're talking about, if you just stayed indoors, then guess what? We wouldn't have, COVID could almost go away and we could get some more liberties. But when we have people at these political rallies, and that's what the point I was trying to get at, with President Trump and people with no mask on. I mean, really, do you really think when you have large gatherings of people, that what that does is just increase your chances of getting COVID by the more people you're exposed to? This is not a joke. Nobody wants to be sick with this. This is not some political theory. And even if it is a conspiracy or whatever, and somebody wanted to put this virus out there for people, you should still want to be inside. You should not want to be outside without a mask on. And I can understand it if you had your mask on. But people are playing games with your lives. They are. They are. They're playing political games with your life. Here we have a president that supposedly had COVID-19. And he's walking around with the mask off. Yeah, nobody's around him. I understand that. But still, he should be setting an example for the people in this country. Where does that happen? Where's our leadership? People are looking for leadership in this country. And so far, there isn't any. America, to me right now, is like the laughing stock of the country. It's the laughing stock of the, my bad, I meant to say world right now. World. I think we have the highest cases of COVID and deaths from COVID, over 200,000 deaths from COVID. 600 deaths are too much. And we, our president, our leader knew about this ahead of time. And he didn't do anything to stop it from happening. So therein lies a problem there. That's a problem. So I'm hoping that people start to get it inside their head. Start to learn that, hey, this is not a political issue per se. This is a health issue. Nobody's playing. The doctors are telling you, hey, mask. Hey, stay indoors. Hey, social distance. Hey, you can't have the big 1,000 people events concerts. Put your mask on. Damn, we're not two. If you're 2 years old, I can understand you want to take the mask off because you don't know any better. But we're talking about grown people. And a lot of our young people too. Young people, put the mask on. It's important. This is something that we have to do. And I don't want to get on a soapbox about it, but I mean, it's just common sense. But then somebody once told me, common sense isn't so common. And I guess that's true. I guess that's true. So I would hope that people at some point in time make a decision to do the right thing so that we can get rid of this virus. I'm hoping that there's a vaccine that comes soon so that we can start getting rid of this virus and people can start getting vaccinated. And I know some people are a little nervous about it. And I'll be first to say, I probably would be a little nervous about it, getting a vaccine, getting a shot into my arms. Yeah, you're going to be nervous about that. People would be. And if you say that you're not, it means something's wrong. But at some point, I mean, we had the Spanish flu. So at some point, somebody had to take, the vaccine in order for us to know that we can't, spread a virus that's taking place. So we have to stand up. This is the time, you're talking about political issue. It's an important political issue because people are politicizing it. But right now, we need to make sure, man, that we taking care of ourselves first. Somebody asked me, am I a member of a political party? You know what? I don't like to be necessarily linked in with a political party. I'm probably a registered Democrat. And I will say this, I'm not necessarily proud of that. I think the Democratic Party has really neglected the African-American community. It has. It has taken it for granted that it just assumes that it's going to get our vote because the other party is quote unquote conservative or racist. But if you really look at it, a lot of African-American people have a lot of conservative views. They have a lot of conservative views. So, when people say that, you should vote Democrat, just wholeheartedly vote Democrat. I never really believe that. I never really believe that. I think you vote whatever issues best suit you. And so far, I'll just be totally honest with you. I mean, I don't know regardless of who the president has been, I haven't seen any fundamental changes or any action towards fundamental changes within the African-American community. Now, people might say this, African-Americans at some point have to pick themselves up by the bootstrap. Well, let me ask you a question for those people out there. If somebody has a 4-lap lead on you and you start to run and it's an 8-lap race, do you think you're going to, you think you're going to be able to catch that person with those 8 laps before that person gets to the eighth lap? I don't think so. I don't believe so. I believe that you're going to work extremely hard to try to beat that person because it's going to be very difficult or even catch that person. So my thing is this. When you tell me to pull myself up by my bootstraps, there was a point in time in history where we were almost at that and it was taken away from us. Let's just be real. Yeah, there are some cases. There are some situations where African-Americans excel. It happens. But it's not enough. Because it should be the norm. It should be equal playing field for everybody. African-Americans should be the first. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's just in my opinion. Some people might look at Native Americans and say, yeah, Native Americans, they've been hit, they were wiped out. Okay, whatever. I understand that. And they should get theirs too. But African-Americans have set the tone in this country for civil rights and for equal liberties and freedoms. We've been doing it since the slave times, all the way through the Jim Crow era and the slave codes, all that stuff, and we had to fight for our rights. It's just what it is. But if you want us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, you need to give us the boots and the strings and the straps. We could do the rest. We could do the rest. We've shown that. We've shown cases of perseverance. We've shown cases of being able to do things regardless of all the obstacles that have been thrown before us. We're very forgiving people. That's in our nature. But at some point, we have to start pushing back. We're not begging for anything. We don't want any handouts. We just want some help. And that's different. Getting a handout and help are two totally different things. Very important. Hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host. This is our political day. Hopefully everybody's out voting. We aired the show a little bit early today because we don't know, you know, I didn't want to get into the politics. I didn't want people to be, you know, kind of competing for the time. So whoever the president is, it is what it is. I will say personally, I'm not satisfied with either or. Subscribe to our podcast. It everywhere we get your podcast. We're on every different format, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, you name it, iTunes, we're every place. So make sure you tune into the Jeff Thomas Show, subscribe to our show. We here, our Blog Talk Radio as well is our hosting site. So I want to get back into it. And I want to discuss, well, I'm asking questions that were asked to me. And so I got a list of questions. Some people sent me some questions and said, Jeff, this is what I would like for you to discuss on your show. And so this is how I came about the questions for today's political show, because this is vote Tuesday, baby. We getting it in, exercising your right. And let me see which questions at political party. Yeah, I'm a registered Democrat. I will say that, but I don't necessarily, you know, it's whoever speaks to my issue is who I would want to vote for. And so, you know, that could be independent party, whatever the case is. If I think that person speaks to my issue, I'm going to vote for that person, regardless of the outcome. And I'm not being divided. People say sometimes, oh, well, you're dividing the vote. You let it. No, it's not. I'm exercising my right to choose which party or candidate I want to vote for. That's all that is. And so we have to think about that. I will say this, and I'll move on to the next question. The African-American vote, as we've seen. Well, you know what? I'll come back to that. The African-American vote. We'll talk about that one. All right. Somebody asked me, do I enjoy debating politics with friends? And do they have similar views? Some people have. You know what? I enjoy debating, period. I enjoy talking. So, yes, sometimes, you know, we get into a situation where, you know, the political views get heated. The debate gets really, really, you know, we really get into it. But you know what? I respect everybody's view because everybody's different. We all think differently. Some of us have similar views, and that's okay. And we can agree on certain things, but sometimes people get out of pocket. Sometimes people get the argument. Sometimes people like to distance themselves from others who don't have similar views that they do. So for me, you know, I just say, hey, I respect everybody's views. You know, me and my wife, we share different political views. Sometimes we share similar things, but she's very conservative in her thought. I mean, she's about helping people, but she's very conservative in her thoughts. So you have those different worldviews, and that's okay about politics. It's okay what the issues are. It's okay to discuss those things. That's okay without going overboard. Sometimes you have similar views. Okay, that's cool. But sometimes, man, it can get real, real funky. It can get real funky. So, you know, depending on the situation, you kind of gauge it and judge, especially if it's with friends. Now, you know, outside people, you have to really be careful. And I'm gonna tell you, I'll say something that happened once before. Me and my wife, we were in Wisconsin somewhere, and we were doing a business deal with somebody. And that person, you know, we were talking and we were having political conversation. And so I asked him, I said, are you a Trump supporter? And he said, yes, I'm a Trump supporter. And if I could vote for him five times, I would. I said, that's interesting. I said, just based on that fact, thank you very much and have a nice day. Now, was that the right thing to do? Maybe, maybe not. Did the political view have anything necessarily to do with the business deal? In a sense, it did, because I didn't want to give my money to anybody who supported Donald Trump and some of the racist rhetoric that he was pushing. So if you support that, in my mind, you support what Donald Trump does. That was my thinking. And so that's a very interesting concept. And he blew a sale because of that. He blew a sale because of that. So, and the person, I guess his manager, tried to clean it up or whatever. And I'm just like, nah, I'm good. So you have to, you know, you gauge people. And I know I kind of set him up, you know, but he was, hey, he spoke what he spoke. And that's okay. I can understand that. I can understand. I can respect it at least, but I had to keep moving forward. Me personally, I would have just kept my mouth shut, man. I don't go either way if I'm dealing in business, because you understand that people have different worldviews and different political views. So you kind of stay away from it. You try to as much as possible. Let me see. What is the next question? Somebody said, what's the biggest political issue in this country right now? I will say the biggest. I think the most important is COVID, but the biggest political issue is racism. It's racism. It's going to be that way for a long time, but it's going to always be a political issue. And that's part of the reason why voting Democrat is like a shaky, slippery slope when you want all and everybody to vote in a Democratic fashion. You see what I'm saying? Because you have your moderate Democrats, you have your conservative Democrats, and you have your straight leftist Democrats. And so those conservative and moderates, you know, they borderline on the racist side. The Joe Bidens, I consider Joe Biden, me personally, I consider Joe Biden more on the conservative side of the Democrats. That's why I consider him. So we're talking about racism. And Donald Trump, I think in the last debate, he said, when he was asked a question about racism or whatever, he said he was the least racist person in the room. And some people was like, oh, what is he talking about? No, that's not true. You're a racist, this, that, the other. I said, you know what? He might have a point. He may have a point. Because racism, and I want people to get this right, there's a difference between racism and there's a difference between bigotry and bias and prejudice. They all kind of intertwine, but let's understand what racism is. Racism is a race for power and control. It's a race, like you're running a race, and you put sism, the ism, on the end of it. It's a race. So racism isn't necessarily a color. We've been conditioned to think racism is a color and it's about color. No, I'm not a race of my color doesn't make me a race. And I'm like, by the way, we're not black people. We're brown. Our skin tone is brown. And white people aren't white people. Their skin tone is beige or pale or whatever that is. I'm just saying, sometimes we get that confused. Let's get out of that mindset. But the race is the race for resources and control and power. That's what racism is. Don't get it confused, people. I try to tell people that all the time. Do not get those two confused, because a lot of times we do, oh, he's racist. No, he may not necessarily be racist. I mean, and you can find racism when you're at your workplace, for those people who work in corporate America, and you don't get that particular job, and you're qualified for the job, overqualified, well-qualified, and the person that doesn't look like you but look like another color person gets that job over you. That's racism. It's trying to keep you down, trying to keep you away from those resources. Bigotry and bias, that's something totally different. You see a lot of those Ku Klux Klan people, they talk about, oh, well, guess what? We hate black people. We hate Jews or whatever. Oh, that's bigotry and prejudice and racism. It's all black people eat chicken and all that. That's prejudice. That's prejudging. Because every black person don't like chicken like that. I don't know if you, I don't know nobody, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, so we have to really dissect and understand where we are. And don't get people confused because they make comments as being racist. That person is just a bigot. That person is just insensitive to other people's ethnic cultures We're talking about racism. We're talking about resources. We're talking about control. And there's only a few people in this world that's leading in the race for power and resources. Only a few. Understand that. It's only a few that have that. So when you understand that concept, then you'll understand what this world is all about. I'm just saying, I had to put it out there because I had to let people know, you know, racism is a huge issue because we're talking about jobs. We're talking about people's livelihood. We're talking about African-Americans being unemployed, hugely unemployed. No businesses, no real viable businesses in the African-American community. We're talking about power. Look at what Oprah Winfrey has done. Look at the things she has put together with that network. That the images that you see on TV are very, very important. So we're talking about racism. Those who control the media control what everybody looks like and the stereotypes. So when you have positive television, like the OWN network, those are things that we need to keep going. Bob Johnson, BET. I mean, I respect him. Big respect for what he did, but I remember BET used to just be booty videos. 24/7 booty videos. That's all. That's all it used to be. After dark. Those were the images that were put out, all the rap videos. Those were the images that were put out across America, across the world, actually. And that's what people saw. So racism. And ending racism. And I hate when people say we can't end racism. Yes, we can. We can divide resources out and everybody can get a piece of the pie. We're not asking African Americans, not asking for everything. We just want a piece. Just to help our own communities. And nobody's got a handout. All right. This is the Jeff Thomas Show. And I'm just answering questions that people sent me to talk about on today's show. I put out a feeler. I asked people, what do you think that I should add, talk about on my political show? And so today I just went on and said, you know what? Let me put out a series of questions and that people sent to me and just talk about it. And let me see. Newspaper. No, that's not it. Okay. It says, in general, what is your opinion of the politicians in your country? Well, we know that politicians have a reputation of being, how do I say this? What should I say? Liars, manipulative, con men, it's just amazing to me, politicians in this country and the promises that they make and the promises that they don't keep, because we know they don't keep a lot of their promises that they make. They just don't. Politicians to me are just somewhat half-assed. And I have to be real with that because people don't hold them accountable. And maybe there are some, but I've yet to meet any real true politicians. Because you got to be a liar in order to be in politics. You have to backstab in order to be in politics. You got to step on somebody's neck in order to be in politics. It's what it is. And can't anybody tell me different? And I don't care how nice the presidents are or the local politicians are. The politicians are very manipulative. Very much so. Because they know and they understand that they control a lot of the resources. So yeah, they're going to be a little side eye. That's what they do. They're going to be side eyed and sideways all the time. We broadcast out of Chicago. We know about politics in Chicago and Illinois. We know about politics. We've had governors locked up. I'm just saying, we've had governors locked up. That should tell you something in itself of what we talk about politicians. So, yeah, my view on politicians, I've seen a lot when I was younger. I've seen a lot of it when I in my younger days. politicians in the United States, in Chicago. I seen in Philadelphia when I worked in a campaign. It was Bill Clinton's campaign, but I was doing some voting stuff. It was under Arlen Specter out of his campaign committee and going around to the polling places, making sure people was working the polls and things like that. You know, I you just see how the politics work. You see how things work in a political process, political games. People throw you under the bus. People have their own interests. They have their own self-interest at heart. So my take on politicians is that they're shady. That's basically it. They're shady. Shady is and shady does. And we need politicians. I mean, the one thing I did hear Bob Johnson, but I'll talk about that in the vote when I talk about the black vote. So, you know, we'll go there with that. But let me see. Politicians, what else? Well, they asked if I thought politicians were honest. Hell no. They ain't honest. You can't be a politician. You can't tell people what they really want. If you do, they won't vote for you. If you tell them the truth about what you're going to do, it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, come on. They promise everything. The closest politician I've ever seen to make good on all his promises, most of his promises before he died, was the late, great Harold Washington, mayor of Chicago. I seen him do some things. As a youngster, I seen him do some things in the black community, because we used to have black community in Chicago. In the black community, your snow wouldn't get shoveled. We had Mayor Jane Byrne and Blandick. They wouldn't shovel the snow in the black community. The times are slow. It was one of the worst snows, like 77 or something like that. We had snow all the way, 76. I can't remember the year, but it was snow all the way up to your thighs. 30 or 40 inches of snow. And they wouldn't shovel the snow in the African-American community. And they lost elections because of that. And so, but Harold Washington, he took care of the black community. Garbage all over the place. They wouldn't come and get it. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Harold Washington, no problems. The streets. That was my first indication. The streets in the black communities used to potholes, everything. Harold Washington cleaned it all up. Repaved the streets. So I saw him deliver on some things early on in the African-American community. And he passed away. I want to say that was 87. Unfortunately, some people said he was, you know, killed, but I don't know. Poison. That was the rumor. We really don't know what actually happened. I don't know. Heart attack is what was said. But Harold Washington was making moves. He was making a lot of moves. And he was up for re-election, is what I want to say. So I don't know if they want to do any more of Harold Washington in the city of Chicago. So Harold was, but in general, politicians, they, you know, here you go. Anyway, I want to talk about voting. And it was a question to ask. This is a good question, I thought. Should citizens be made to take some form of intelligence or general knowledge test before being allowed to vote? Woo! I'm going to put it to you like this. I've heard a lot of, and I'm not just knocking Trump supporters, but damn, I've heard a lot of Trump supporters talk. And I know they used to, you know, do this during the Jim Crow era with African-Americans, making sure your grandfather and all this stuff. And you had to take a voting test. And if you didn't understand any of this stuff, you couldn't vote. Nah, that was a way to lock us out. Of course, we wouldn't know anything about the political aspects per se, because we were just learning how to read and write. So that's understandable. But I'm going to assume that mostly everybody in America now knows how to read and write at some point. But some of the stuff I've heard some of the supporters of Donald Trump, and I'm not knocking, but some of the stuff I've heard them say is just like, really, do you hear yourself? Step outside of yourself and listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. And ask yourself, does that make sense? And, you know, let me just be real with those Trump supporters, those middle class and lower middle class Trump supporters. Trump don't care about you. You're not in his class. He's part of the 1%. He doesn't relate to you. And if you ever walk to his door, he'd look at you like trash. Now we're talking about classism. Understand that he would look at you like you a servant. Understand that. And see, this is where the division lies, because a lot of us still carry that racial hatred, or I should say bigotry, from the past that we can't get over ourselves. We're more alike than we think we aren't. Because you look at that color, which is crazy. But I'm just saying. So should it be some form of test? I'm not really. Sometimes I want it before it. But I, you know, people don't really know the issues. You go vote. When you go vote, you look at the candidates. The only people that you really know about is your president, vice president, and maybe you might know mayor or governor, but you don't know the judges. You don't know any of some of the other people that you vote for. You're just voting just to be voting. That's real talk. People vote just to vote. That's it. Okay, they just go down the line. Oh, John Brzezinski, yep, check. Joe Ryder, check. You ain't heard no John Brzezinski or Joe Ryder from the Life in the Moon. You're just voting for anything. So I say that to say this. We need to be educated more. People need to pick up a book. You got Google at your fingers. You got an encyclopedia right on your computer that you can press and put in anything and get any answer in the world. It's right there. So if you don't know about a candidate or candidates, you need to pick it up and understand what's going on, who you're voting for, why you're voting for this person. Unfortunately, sometimes our culture is very, very lazy. Very lazy. Just understand that. But hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. I'm your host. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this show. I want to do something on a political aspect right before the election. So hopefully you've gotten out to vote today. I'm going to air this show early in the morning. So make sure that you get to it. I don't know if I'm going to put the video up or not on the Jeff Thomas Show page on Facebook. So go to our Facebook page. Like the Jeff Thomas Show if you have an opportunity to do that. I'm going to get to a couple more questions that I'm going to close out the show and let you enjoy your day. Watch all the political analysts, everything that you want to do for today. I'll let you, well, I can't let you do anything, but you know, if you have an opportunity, share the podcast with others and subscribe. Let me see. Now, this is a good question. People sometimes say, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain about a government. What do you think? I'm a little torn on this. I mean, torn in a sense. I think if you don't vote, if you don't vote, you really don't have any say. That's my opinion. You don't have a say. Because if you want change, then you can make some stuff happen. You make it happen. As an individual, yes, you can make some things happen. So if you don't vote, you're not exercising your right. And me as an African-American, I believe that it's my right because people were killed and murdered in order for me to have that right. So I feel an obligation to me to vote, even if it's for the lesser of the two evils. I have to exercise that right. I have to. I can't not do that. Because I'm sitting on the shoulders of other people who have paved that way for me. And that's why that's important to me. Some other people have different views. They say the black vote is taken advantage of. I will say that's true. And I talked about that early on in the show. And this is where I was going to relate this to Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson, the CEO, founder of Black Entertainment Television. I saw him at a conference and he was discussing voting with BET, and he was trying to get advertisers. And during the political times, he said he would reach out to the Democrats and say, hey, listen, I want you to buy some ad time. You know, I want you to advertise your candidates. your party, or whatever it is that you're doing. And he said the response that he got from the Democrats was that, hey, we know black people going to vote for us. No need for us to advertise. Take it for granted. He said he would go to the Republican Party. And they would say, you know what, Bob? Black people not rocking with us. We know they're voting Democrat, so we're not going to advertise with you. Bob Johnson said, one of the biggest issues with the African-American community is that we've decided to give our votes all to the Democrats. And that's what I started off the show talking about, our vote being taken for granted. Because we vote that way because we've been swayed to vote that way. We've been swayed to vote that way. That's something that we have to get out of. We have to stop being so easily influenced. We as a community, the only time the black community comes together, and I'm ripping real hard, the only time the black community comes together when it's an issue of race. That's the only time we come together. An issue of race. And I would say, not necessarily race, because I talked about what race is. When somebody says, well, and we'll use it in the term of how it's used today. When somebody says something racist against us, we get upset. We get all in a frenzy. We get pissed off about it. George Floyd passed. We all going crazy. We get it in. We tired. We going to do something about this. We just went in. Just saying. Race is the one thing that brings us all together. No matter what we believe from an individual standpoint, we're not monolithic, so we don't all think alike. But the one thing that brings us together is the color of our skin. So if somebody uses the N-word against a black person, they're a prominent person, the one thing we'll say is, oh, no, we're going to galvanize. We're going to come together. We saw what happened with George Floyd. George Floyd was murdered. Anytime a black man is shot and killed by the police unnecessarily, we galvanize behind that. That's our strength. That's when we come together. But when we're talking about politics, we don't come together. I mean, for President Obama, we voted overwhelmingly for him. Regardless of politics, we voted for him because we wanted to see the first African-American. Our vote was taken. It was taken for granted. It was taken for granted. It is what it is. Got to speak truth. If you don't vote, you really have no say. That's just my opinion on that. But I do believe, and I truly believe, is that the African-American community should definitely have an agenda, because there are some things that we need fundamentally to help change our culture. And I'm not talking about social programs. Yes, we need some social programs. We need some mental health programs, because we've had a lot of different things happen. But guess what? For real. On the real on this one? Nah, we need to really, really have some things that's going to put some jobs, keep a lot of our young men off the street for killing each other, get the guns out of our neighborhood. Yeah, we need crime. We need crime control, no doubt about it. But we also need some other things that's going to help us. If I tell a kid, hey, listen, don't shoot somebody or don't sell drugs, I need to have an alternative for them. I can't just tell them that without an alternative. I can't do that, and I won't do that. That's a lie. That's a lie. Let me see. A couple more questions. This last thing, and I've been wanting to discuss this for a long time. You've been hearing a lot about patriotism. A lot of these groups popping up. I'm not going to say their names, but you all have seen it. I'm not going to give it that much energy. Let me put it to you like this. Patriotism versus nationalism. This tells us two different things. And I want people to understand what nationalism is. And it's very interesting. It says here, somebody asked me this question. I thought this was a good question. It says, it is sometimes claimed that there's a little difference between nationalism and patriotism. What's your opinion? Yeah, and there is a difference. And I'll just quote George Orwell, who wrote a famous essay claiming that nationalism was a belief that your country was superior to others, while patriotism was the expression of love for your country. Do you agree that there is a difference? Of course there's a difference. if you think your country is superior, I think during the Olympics, you see nationalism played out. Everybody's, they think their country's the best from an athletic standpoint. America think it coins itself as a democracy, is a capitalistic country, it's the best place to live. You could be living other places, but you live in America where it's land of milk and honey. It's okay. All right, I get that. Red, white, and blue, the flag. Patriotism, we talking about loving your country. Now, let me say this about patriotism. And you hear these, a lot of guys talk about their patriots. That's bullshit. Because if you're a patriot, you would love your country. You would love everybody in your country. You would love everybody in this country. Anybody that isn't Native American, and I hate to use that term, the indigenous people who were here first, then you're a visitor here. But now that since you're here, we didn't went through the Boston Tea Party and all that old foolishness. We went through that. We went through a civil war. We went through tons of wars. This country's filled with bloodshed. But now, and it's still, to this day, still a lot of bloodshed happening. But now we're here. So if you call yourself a patriot, you would love everybody in this country. And not based on color, because we know a lot of those groups are edgy. But you would love this country if you're a patriot. And you would have love for everyone inside of the country that wants to see it get better and wants to see people treated fairly. That's the love for your country. That's a patriot. So, yes, I have problems with those groups that are edgy, that have things to say about Black people, that have things to say about Jewish people, that have things to say about anybody that's non-white. It's crazy. It needs to stop. It needs to stop immediately, because that stuff is not American culture. That's not patriotism, or at least that's not what it should be, American culture, because we deal with racism, placism, classism, all types of isms that have been placed on people. And by the way, for those people who don't know, you should find out how racism really started in America. Let's just keep it real, man. I have to speak the truth. I have to tell what it really is. So if you're out there voting today, man, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening in today. Again, subscribe to our show. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about the show. We always take criticism, whether it be positive, negative, or indifferent. We love the criticism of the show. Tune in to the Jeff Thomas Show. We're here 4 days a week, man, Monday through Thursday. We have relationship. Well, we have tomorrow we have the Black Man Talking show. Then on Wednesdays we do Black Men Talking Show. Thursdays we do Relationship Thursday. So all things relationship. On Mondays we do some sports. So I talk a little sports, man. I gotta get something in, you know. Yeah, we gotta have a little light something, because everything gets so deep. But I want to again thank you all for tuning in to the show. It has been a wonderful time. Thanks for the questions. Everybody that sent in the questions via email and via social media, again, like our subscribe to our show page and like our Facebook page, The Jeff Thomas Show. But you all have a wonderful day. Hey, get that vote in and make sure you choose the right candidate for you. All right. You all have a great day. This is The Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time.